AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Investigators say they believe sparkling candles atop champagne bottles ignited the fatal fire at a Swiss ski resort when they came too close to the ceiling of a crowded bar. About 40 people were killed.
Valais Canton Attorney General Beatrice Pilot tells a news briefing, everything suggests the fire started from the sparkling candles or Bengal lights that were placed on the champagne bottles and brought too close to the ceiling. From there, a rapid, very rapid and general blaze occurred, leading to these initial results. Eric Bonvin, the general director of the regional hospital in Sion that took in several dozen injured people, says those with severe burns face months of treatment. He tells the AP that most of the injured were teenagers and young adults. Bonvin recounts hospital staff scrambled to determine the extent of people's injuries, aided by colleagues who'd not been scheduled to work but rushed in to lend a hand. I'm Charles de Letesma.
A federal magistrate refused to order the pretrial release of a man charged with planting two pipe bombs outside the headquarters of the Democratic and Republican National Parties on the eve of the Capitol riot in 2021. Justice Department prosecutors say Brian Cole Jr. confessed to placing the pipe bombs outside the party headquarters. A suspected deadly mountain lion attack on New Year's Day that killed a woman hiking alone was preceded by another harrowing encounter in the same area in Colorado. A man says he was rushed by a mountain lion along the same northern Colorado trail in November, but fought it off with a stick. A grandmother and her 5-year-old grandson had burned to death in Gaza when their tent caught fire. Thousands of Palestinians are enduring colder weather in makeshift housing. Louisville, Kentucky's police reform settlement with the Justice Department has been dismissed by a federal judge. The changes were spurred by the police killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor in 2020. This is AP News. The future is up in the air for the college football playoffs.
Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormark says everything is on the table when it comes to rebooting the college football playoff, including potentially moving another round of games onto campus. The Oregon-Texas Tech game on New Year's Day kicked off in front of thousands of empty seats at Hard Rock Stadium. The Ducks traveled 3,200 miles to get to Miami. The commissioners have until January 23rd to figure out what next year's playoff will look like. Expansion and automatic bids have been the two biggest headlines in that discussion. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Police say the driver in a deadly car crash that killed heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua and killed his two friends in Nigeria has been charged. The vehicle carrying the former heavyweight boxing champ and his friends crashed into a stationary truck. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.